everyone. This is David. Welcome back behind the velvet robe. Let's just get right into it today because we are joined by the one, the only, Miss Bershawn Shaw.
Oh, I love that intro. Hello, hello. How are you?
I mean, listen, Bershawn, this is behind the velvet rope. We have to make you feel welcome, right?
Yes, I love this warm welcome. Thank you. Thank you.
How are you? I am in New York and it is really hot here today, is it not?
Oh my God, it's so hot. It's like I go for a walk in the morning and I do my little crazy affirmations and I was so hot. I mean, like burning up. I had to stop them. I had to walk like 45 minutes instead of 2 hours. So yes, it's burning up.
It's burning up. I know you're originally from DC and you came to New York to go to grad school. Like, are you just such a New Yorker at this point? Like when you got here, was it love at first sight? I mean, are you just the typical New Yorker?
I gotta tell you, New York is my love. Yes, it's love at first sight. I mean, when I was a kid, when I remember walking with my dad, because I'm a daddy's girl, going down Broadway, looking at those lights, and I was like, I want to be here. This is my home. Just the action, the lights, the people, all of the stuff, people watching. I can drink coffee and tea and just look at everyone. The craziness, the absurd, everything. And I don't judge. I love it. You know how you just, I love people. So I love it.
I totally get it. You could be single here. You can enjoy the city, have your coffee and just like take it all in.
That's me. Take it all in. Yes.
Well, you know, speaking of New York, here you are. You're on our TVs on Real Housewives of New York City. Welcome.
Thank you.
How did you first get involved with the show?
You know, I knew the girls. I seen them at parties, but met Ramona through some friends at parties. And like, we hit it off. Ramona and I are straight shooters. I think when you meet someone who's sort of bold and big personality, you're like, okay, girl. All right, I can hang. You can hang. You know, we're on the same level. So I think that was something that we hit it off on. And we went walking in the park. We went out to dinner. We went out to lunch. And sort of we formed a friendship.
Did you have any reservations in joining?
You know, I think if you look at the social media, you think like, oh, God, do I really want to do this? But I got to tell you, it was a good challenge. I am a life coach and a business coach. And I was like, let me see how I can work it. Let me challenge myself. Now, I always say, I'm no Mother Teresa. Being a life coach doesn't mean that you're kumbaya every minute. It just means that you coach people through their lives to get the best out of their life, to live their best life, right? And so it was a good challenge because I came in thinking one way, but I really do like the ladies. I mean, as crazy as we all are, even myself, I like them.
Who shocked you the most, like, you know, based on what you expected?
Who shocked me? I mean, you know, Sonia and I got into something. We had a little meltdown. I mean, right.
Yes, you did.
I mean, and you know, Sonia is very, very funny and outgoing. And I was like, okay, I guess when you don't know someone, you don't know them, right? So you don't know what makes them tick. I'm new to the group. You don't know what makes them tick. You don't know what makes them go crazy. I think that shocked me a little bit. And I'm like, okay, girl, all right. You know, that probably shocked me.
Just kind of figuring out everyone's buttons and what buttons to push and not to push.
Yeah. And so, you know, I'm a very, I'm like this. I'm open. I'm like, hey guys, you know, I'm very relatable friend, you know, in your face, loud. That's just me. You know what? I can't be anyone else but me, you know? And I think it can be a lot. Yeah, and my friends always say I'm a lot, but they're a lot, but we have fun like that. We kiki and ha ha. And I think doing it with a new group, they're like, hold up. We don't know you. All right. Who are you? What's your background? What, you know, and I haven't had that in a long time. Like I haven't been vetted in a long time. So I'm like, just me. So I think that I was taken aback from.
Who did you feel most vetted by? Like who was the toughest nut to crack out of this group?
Probably Ebony and, maybe Leah. Maybe Ebony and Leah.
Okay. Well, speaking of Ebony and Leah and Ramona. So Ramona, you know, you guys are very similar. Like she's a lot, you're a lot in like a good way. You guys are both out there and you're kind of honest. You know, everyone thought that you weren't going to get along with Ramona. You know, that was all the chatter, you know, for all sorts of reasons. You know, what do you say to all of that? Because you guys are getting along.
Yeah, I mean, I say I think she's real. I think she's real. She's honest. I like it. You gotta respect someone who's like that. We're so phony as people. I mean, we put a facade up. We wear a wall. Look, I know I did it for years. Wore a wall, was phony, put a facade up, trying to make it seem like my life was perfect, and it wasn't, right? And I like that Ramona is a straight shooter. Look, I like you or I don't like you. Or she says you're too preachy or you're too much or stop being loud. I like that. You know what I mean? Most people can't do that and won't do that. So kudos to her. I respect that. And that's something that, love it or hate it, respect it, you guys. That's how I feel.
Totally. I get that. What about with Ebony? You know, because we have seen, you know, you said she's a tough nut to crack. We've seen you guys have some, you know, back and forth on the show. You know, there is that social media aspect that says, oh, well, Bershawn and Ebony are going to get along. I mean, for just the fact that you're like two, you know, Black women coming on to like an all white cast, is that, you know, how do you feel about that? Because there was that chatter in the beginning. And is that...
Yeah. Look, I respect Ebony and I love what she's saying. We just have different approaches. That's it. So like, I feel like as a coach, I meet people where they are. I listen to, because you can't coach and teach everyone the same. It's not a blanket statement. You can't give advice the same way. You can't give advice to an investment banker the same way you give it to a high school student or someone who's a socialite to a lawyer or a scientist. So I understand how to read people. And so I think when she thinks we're different, I understand what she's saying and I get it. And I believe everything she's saying. I just think it's how you say it to people. You know, and I think, you know, I'm very, she said this to me on the bus. She said, we're very different. I'm very open until I get to know you. And she's very close until she gets to know you. So we're different. I'm more, and maybe, you know, I got to tell you, once you beat stage four cancer, just live life, man. I really don't care anymore. I really just don't care. I don't care. Talk about me. I don't care. You're mad at me. Okay, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to live my life being meek and small. You know what? We spend our lives sweating the small stuff, worrying about this person, that person, girl, child, whatever. Life is too short. I'm living my best life. I mean, you know, when you see death and you know that you may not make it tomorrow, I'm not sitting here worried about what you're saying. Doesn't mean that much to me.
I could only imagine. And listen, I get it. Like, cancer runs in my family and I know it runs in your family too. And I mean, I know like the second time you were diagnosed, you were given like 3 to 4 months.
Yes.
Is that really, you know, I mean, I know this is a typical question, but is that really like that changes you? Like after that, you're alive. So you weren't going to be, and that's nothing matters.
I am alive, baby. I'm alive and nothing matters. When I tell you, when you get to that place, when you get to that place of you got CT scans, PET scans, vials in your body, blood, and you get to that place, who cares that your hair looks crazy? Who cares that your lashes are, or who cares that your makeup is, who cares? Like, you better get out there and live, get busy living or dying. We're worried about, I'm going to do this tomorrow. You better do it today. See, I was, the reason I can speak up and speak out, because I was a people pleaser when I was younger. I never wanted to rock the boat. I was always afraid, but now tell the truth. People need to hear the truth. That's the whole issue. No one ever wants to tell the truth. We always want to lie and hide. I'm done with that. I did that. I'm on chapter two, baby. Chapter two is loving my life. Yes.
I love it. I mean, I get it. I mean, I kind of have that approach to life too, but I think a lot of people don't, and they do sweat the small stuff. Did this experience then help you, you know, prepare you? It's changed your life. Did it help prepare you for something like Real Housewives of New York? You know, this is a dramatic group.
Yes. I mean, yeah, because I don't think I would be able to handle it before I know. I think my life experiences, you know, it's so funny. People thought I wasn't trying to be mean to the ladies. I was trying to be real. I just said it like it is. I'm not here to, I mean, I'm not a hater. I'm not here hating on the women and trying to put them down. Like, you know, the whole thing about calling them grandmas. See, I say that with my girls. Get up, grandmas. Let's go. Stop being lazy. Stop being sitting on your butt. Let's go out. Let's have some fun. But they took it another way. You see what I mean? So it's like everyone takes things in a different way based on their past experiences. right? I'm as friendly as they come, but I'm a straight shooter and I'll let you have it. And I'm not afraid to let you have it. You know what I mean? But they took it wrong. So I think getting in this group, learning what pushes buttons, learning how they feel, learning what makes them rise and what doesn't, that's where I'm at, getting to know them.
Do you get as stressed out when planning a vacation as I do? Where to go, what to do, where to stay? I definitely needed some extra help in choosing the perfect spot for my next vacation. And that is why I turned to Apple Vacations. They're great. They're known as America's favorite vacation company for good reason. Just think of them, and this is music to my ears, as your one-stop shop for that next level summer vacation. Apple Vacations will help you plan your entire getaway with confidence from start to finish. We're talking personalized service, exceptional values, and so much more. Plus, you can choose the most gorgeous destinations like Mexico, the Caribbean, Central America, Hawaii, and the continental US. Each all-inclusive Apple Vacations package includes round-trip airfare, hotel accommodations, meals, drinks, entertainment, and tips. Nonstop transfers are also included at no additional cost at select hotels. So the entire vacation is as seamless as possible. For a limited time, you can use promo code SAND75, that's SAND75, and take $75 off your stay at Live Aqua in Cancun or Punta Cana. Just go to applevacations.com/BTVR to get the steal of a deal to your favorite Live Aqua resort today. Again, just go to applevacations.com/BTVR to get this amazing deal at your favorite Live Aqua resort today. What does a typical day for you as a life coach look like?
Oh God, constant emails, constant coaching. Now speaking is coming back. You know, I was a big international motivational speaker, spoke all over the world. I have now like 12 speaking engagements signed up. I go to Europe a lot. I have clients there. So it's basically coaching, whether it's group coaching, in person. I mean, it's constant all day.
I know as a speaker, you have done certain conferences. Like I know you were involved like with a conference with Pitbull and like Camilla Parker Bowles.
Yeah.
Do you get starstruck? Are you the type to get starstruck?
You know what's so funny? No, I don't get starstruck. I really don't.
Really?
Someone said, who is it? Like, what star would you love to meet? And I was like, I got to tell you, my dad. He's my star. He's the one who pushed me, believed in me, loved me. When I got cancer, he said, you're a warrior. You're going to beat this and you're going to rise to the top. Don't ever give up. I mean, he's my hero. I don't think I have any heroes. I mean, Nelson Mandela, just, you know, because of his story, but I'm not starstruck because I think we're all human.
That's true.
Yeah. I mean, I don't see anything different, but because as a coach, they did it and you didn't. You're living in fear. They just took the leap.
Right. Right.
And whatever they wanted to do.
And that is what it takes.
That's what it takes.
As a life coach, you know, you are observing this group. What advice would you give to, say, like Ramona? What advice would you give to Lan? What advice would you give to Sonia? Let's pick those three, like just as a life coach.
Ramona, let your guards down. Stop being so tough. You don't have to prove it anymore. You've done it. You've arrived. You're amazing. Live in that space. Sonia, I love Sonia and I think she has a beautiful spirit. I really do. And I said it last night. So when I said stop being the clown, I'm saying you don't have to be, you know, drinking and all that to prove, even though I know you are funny and you are really funny. You really have a personality. Let someone see the beautiful Sonia inside your heart. Let us get to know the real Sonia, the beautiful Sonia.
Yeah.
Because she really is amazing. I went out with her and I think she's amazing. Let us get to know you, Sonia. That's who we want to get to know.
That's good advice. What about Leanne and Leah?
Okay. Luann. Sorry, the phone.
That's okay.
Okay. No, I'm going to talk over, talking between the, I can run and turn it off for, what do you think? I'm okay?
Yeah, I think you're fine. Let's see. Yeah, that's fine. Now it's softer.
Hold on, let me talk. Okay, thanks. So Luann is a little bit tough to crack too. But she's a beautiful spirit. She's really into her spirituality side. Let us get to know more about you. I mean, I love the drinking and all that stuff, but I think it's more to crack with Luann. I think it's definitely more to crack. And I think she's a beautiful soul. You know, she practices yoga, meditation, and all of that stuff. So she's grounded. So let us see that part. Let us see through grounded comes through all of that. It's stuff inside, more inside. Insecurities, doubts, worries. You've been through a lot. Let us know that. Let us get to know you.
You guys know I'm always on the go and running around with this job, and I've never made a priority of hydrating and putting the right nutrients into my body, and I always find myself hungry. That's why 310 Nutrition for me has been a lifesaver. Their water hydrators are great. You add them to water, and they make your water so delicious. They have refreshing, healthy lemonade mixes without sugar, and my personal favorite, they're all-in-one shakes. My favorite's the caramel sundae, but they also have vanilla cake, shamrock cream, chocolate icing. One of these shakes, it totally satisfies my hunger. It cures my carb craving. It cures my sugar craving. It's low fat and low carbs. And hello, it tastes like dessert. But don't take my word for it. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code VELVETROPE and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 off your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and it's easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code VELVETROPE right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code VELVETROPE.
Right. What about Leah?
Leah, I love Leah. She's a authentic, real girl. Stay that way. You don't have to put on. You don't have to put on. Leah has been through a lot. And what I love is that she exposes it and she shares it. So kudos to that. And sometimes she may feel like she has to put on and she doesn't. Leah in her real space is as real as they come. You know?
Yeah.
It makes me think sometimes, but then I don't feel like now, but it's like to because these are uptown girls. She's a downtown girl. So maybe she could be like, all right, how am I trying to fit? And things like that. Be who you are, girl. Be the downtown girl. Be the maverick. Be the trailblazer. Don't change for anyone.
That's good advice.
Yeah.
And what finally, what about Ebony?
I love Ebony. She, meaning I like her message and I like what she's trying to do. She has a reporter style. She's a reporter. So it seems like a journalist. Let go and be a friend and be open. Let your guards down and be a friend. Don't be a journalist with the facts. Friends, you can't teach people with the fact. And as a journalist, teach them as a friend, girl, having a champagne, dancing on the tables. Let's sit and talk. Not with a journalist because it comes across heavy. It comes across forced and it comes across in your face, hardcore, trying to be a professor. Don't be a professor. Be a friend and talk to people.
That's good advice.
Because her message is great. But I think how the delivery, that's it. I mean, I don't know. I'm looking on social. You know, my social media girl shows me. She's like, I mean, they're killing her on social media in a negative way. But what she's saying is great stuff. It's positive. So let them see you in that light.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. Check out betterhelp.com/velvetrope. Listen, life is full of stress. It doesn't matter who you are or where you are. Life is stressful. You may not be feeling down and out and depressed or like you're at a total loss, but if your stress level is high, like mine, your temper is shorter than usual, like mine, or even if you're starting to feel strain in any of your relationships, you could probably use the chance to unload. Unload the stress and get it out. Talk to someone who's completely unbiased and who's not going to judge you or take sides. If there's stuff you can't tell your friends or family, this is the place to do it. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist. So you don't have to see anyone on camera. if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours. Unload the stressors and get some unbiased feedback. You'd be pretty surprised at what you might gain for it. Try it out. See if it's for you. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Behind the Velvet Rope listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/velvetrope. That's BETTERHELP.com/velvetrope. BetterHelp.com/velvetrope. That's all good advice. And, you know, speaking of social media, I don't know if your social media girl comes to you with what they say about you. People are saying, bravo, welcome, so much fun. Like, you know, people have embraced you, Bershawn. Like, how does that feel? Like, no. I mean, are you aware of that? That like,
my social media girl, she's like shocked. She's like, Bershawn, they're like loving you everywhere. I mean, everything is like, oh my God, this Apple queen. She was like, people have made all these accounts, Bershawn Stan. I don't even know what that is. Bershawn bitches, Bershawn lover, Bershawn, I mean, all these accounts. You know what it is? I got to tell you, I didn't know how people would embrace me because I'm just me and I could be a lot. You know what I mean? And somebody may can't take it, but I'm glad because I'm not trying to fake it. You know, I'm not trying to be anybody. I'm not. I'm just raw, real, authentic, and honest, you know? And I had to grow to be this too. This didn't come overnight. I'm not saying, like, when people think you're a coach, they think you're like, oh, no, no, I'm not saying I don't have problems. I'm not saying I don't curse. I'm not saying I don't. I'm human. I am human. Stop trying to make me seem like, oh, I'm Gandhi, Mother Teresa. I'm not. I'm going to let you know I'm not. But what I do is help people, and I'm great at that. So I embrace my fans and support. I embrace it. I mean, I didn't think I would get this much love. I mean, she's showing me, like, people are tweeting thousands, like, Bershawn Brent, you know. I mean, look, the show is good. I'm not saving the show. You know, the show is good. Look, kudos to Bravo. I think what they did, they brought in diversity. And what is good is that it's getting better every episode. So kudos to that. Like, everyone's like killing it before they see everything. Watch the season and then say, right? But I think it's good. I'm happy.
What about, is there anything you regret from this? You know, like anything you did or said where you look back and you're like, oh man.
Well, I don't like to live in regrets because what I did, it was at the moment and it was a time. You know, I guess at the moment, I called Sonya a clown, and it was not meant to be negative. It was meant to say, like, you're so beautiful, you don't have to put on anything. You know what I mean? But it came out a little, you know. I mean, hey, people took it funny. Everyone's like, yeah, but you said what you're, yeah. And I wasn't, see, I talked like this and I wasn't calling the ladies boring. I was saying, come on, grandmas, let's get up and have some energy. Yeah. Not in a negative way. They took it in an insult way. You know what I mean? But so that's it. You know, it wasn't meant to be like that.
Are you a fan? Like, were you a fan of the show or like Bravo before all of this? Like, did you watch? Like, did you watch reality TV?
I did. Yeah, I was a fan of the show. I mean, I watch other franchises too, but yes, I did like the show. Yes.
What is your favorite franchise? I mean, other, we'll put New York out of it. Like, do you have a favorite franchise out of, or are you watching anything now that you love?
Yeah, you know, I like Atlanta and Beverly Hills, but I feel like Atlanta, I don't know what's going on. I feel like it's so many people on there. I can't follow them. It's like 12 people. 30, I don't know. It's like five friends. And story. I can't follow it now. I mean, it sort of have gotten, I don't know, a little weird on that one. And I like Beverly Hills.
Do you have a favorite from Atlanta or Beverly Hills?
I like Portia and Marlo. I do. And Beverly Hills, I like Kylie. I mean, I met Kathy Hilton, so I think she's good.
And Kathy's killing it. She's doing great.
Yeah, you like Kathy? Yeah, she's doing great too. And I like Crystal. Oh, I love Crystal.
Crystal's really good too.
Yeah.
Have you heard from anyone like now that you're on or even before, like once it was announced, like, did you hear from anyone in the Bravo universe where like they gave you great advice or now they say like killing it?
I did. Yeah. and they're all great. So I've always had friends in the Bravo, like I know, I mean, I live in DC, so I know all of Potomac. I knew them anyway, right? So they all gave me great advice and they were happy. I knew half of Atlanta. They gave me great advice. They're like, look, be yourself because you are funny. You are loud. You are inspirational. You are everything. They're like, you're like a firecracker. You can inspire you, yell at you, argue at you, have fun, dance on the tables. They're like, you run the gamut. So just be you. Don't change. So it was good.
Is there anyone in particular that you can remember a piece of advice where you're just like, that's so great?
You know, Crystal's a newbie and Crystal said, you know what, you know, just be real. And she was like, you know, I know it's tough. I got to be real too. And Marlo said, girl, turn it up and be who you are. You know, Marlo is the friend. So she's like, be who you are, you know, don't change. That's what they'll love about you. So I remember those two that were great.
Those are two really good pieces of advice.
Yeah.
Talk to me about being a warrior. I know you have a new app that you're working on. Like, talk to me about this.
Oh, yeah. So during this crazy pandemic, I launched it hasn't launched yet, but I started to build an app, You Are a Warrior, the letter U R A Warrior, WARRIOR.com. It's a mental health app for support. Look, we're going through a lot. We're in depression, anxiety, loneliness, stress, and I wanted to build something that's cool, like a social networking app for support to remove the stigma. Remove all the stigma of, you know, if you're depressed, if you're lonely, if you feel like you don't have anyone. Let's stop with these stigmas. That's what I wanted to do. So it's a cool app for inspiration, personal development, self-improvement, and support. It's cool and hip, right? It's not going to feel medical. It's not going to feel like therapy. It's going to feel like you're getting support from coaches and interested. So it's going to be that. It's going to be really hip.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today, we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Do you think, like, do you see a change, you know, like through COVID, like are people more open about, you know, like I'm depressed, I need help, you know, you're like, yes, mental health has always had a stigma.
Yeah, it had. And the reason I did it was my nephew started talking about his mental health and he was depressed. My next door neighbor committed suicide, jumped off a building.
Wow. During COVID.
During COVID at 4 a.m. Yep. And the sad thing is I saw him the night before he talked to me. And oh, that hit my heart. It hit my heart. And it really made me think, wow, where do we go? And so that's why I said, I put my money where my mouth is. I'm funding it, you know, in a fundraising stage now, but I started self-funding it and it's needed. It's needed.
And what does it mean to be a warrior to you? I know, like you've mentioned it on the show, you have this app. I know you wrote a book about being a warrior.
Yeah.
Like, what does that mean?
You know,
what does that mean?
A warrior means no matter what, even if you fall down, get back up, push through. I don't care if you're dealing with bankruptcy, if you're dealing with emotional abuse, physical abuse, mental abuse, dealing with depression, whatever. Like, we will fall down. We will make mistakes. We will fail. We will get it wrong. But baby, if you can look up, you can get up. Get back up. That's my whole motto and what I teach. Get back up. Keep going.
Like, it's not how hard you fall. It's how gracefully you pick yourself up.
That's it. I love it. It's how gracefully you pick yourself back up. Yes.
I like that. That's a good, you know, that's a good message. What about, you know, we've just seen like in past episodes, Ebony and Sonia went to a matchmaker. What's going on in Bershawn Shaw's love life?
Oh, I know. I knew. Hey, Ebony, like, let's get on the right road and let's go take me to a matchmaker. Single, ready to mingle in New York City, having fun. It's the summer, hot girl summer. Let's have a good time.
Now that you've been on the show, has anyone, you know, like slipped into your DMs, like anyone famous, you know, like Rihanna slips into like Karen Huger's DMs and she's a huge Heather Gay fan from Salt, like anyone like that or any gentleman?
No, not gentlemen. Females have slipped into my DM, but I'm not, you know, but on like work and business and friendship. No, I'm waiting. It's going to come. It is going to come very soon.
It's going to come. Just keep doing what you're doing. It's going to come.
I know. Did you like last night's episode?
Great. Listen, as soon as you said grandmas, I'm like, that's kind of funny. I mean, listen, there are way worse things you could say. I mean, I don't think that's such an offensive thing to say.
I don't think it is either. They took it real offensive. I'm like, okay, we say this all the time, but okay. Yes.
I was like, that's not so bad. What do you want people, like, as we watch on the rest of the season, like, what do you want people to take away, you know, from you? Like, what do you want people to say at the end of the season? Like, for Sean,
I want people to keep saying what they're saying. I love her energy. She's inspiring. I want them to know I'm human. I'm vivacious. I'm loud. I can argue. I can, you know what I mean? I could do all of that stuff. I'm empowering. I'm fun. I'm everything. Like, you know what someone said? There was like, you're a firecracker. I would describe you red, orange, black, white, purple, blue. Like, that's all. I'm a firecracker. And be your original you. Be your best self. Be you. And don't ever let anyone put you in a corner and judge you. Be you.
And that is, I can tell you from someone that's been doing this for a long time, that is what fans want. You know, I always say that's fans love when they feel like they're watching an authentic person on the show. So
yep. That's it.
Well, on that note, with all this positive social media, you know, there is a lot of chatter that next season you might be holding an apple.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, never say never. You know, I got a lot of stuff going on. Bravo. I mean, I've been seeing a lot of stuff on it. So look, I love the girls. I love what they're doing about the diversity. I love how they are bringing the noise and making changes. That's what I love. And everyone wants to see new, fresh, inviting, exciting. Everyone likes that, right? When you're watching anything, you want to see shakeups. So, hey, never say never.
Never say never. Is there anything else that you want to leave us with? Anything else we didn't discuss? I like people to give people a chance to, you know, I have my own agendas. Thank you for answering my questions. But, you know, anything else you would like to bring up?
Oh, my God, I love it. You know, please go. They need to sign up to www.warrior.com. I have a book out, Unstoppable Warrior Woman. Please, it's on Amazon. It's everywhere. So it's about 40 women sharing their stories of trials, tribulations, in hope. It's Unstoppable Warrior Woman, WOMAN. And then my podcast, Buckle Up with Brashawn. Let's go. Buckle Up with Brashawn. It's amazing. It's on everywhere. iHeart, iTunes, Spotify. It's really great. Buckling up, getting you ready for success. You're like, buckle up. Buckle up that shit. Let's go.
I was going to ask you, I've listened to your podcast, you know, from one podcast host to the other. A, love your podcast. B, what do you love best about being a podcast host? Like, what do you love about it?
I love about getting to the real rawness. I love about asking people the real truth. And that's what Buckle Up with Brashawn is about, the real truth.
Do you ever have someone on where, like, you know, you hear them, they tell their story, and you're just like, listen, I'm sorry, I just don't believe a word you just said.
Yes. And I say that. Yes. I have said that. I was like, it was a business guy. I said, I just don't believe what you're saying. And he was like, what do you mean? I said, I just don't believe what you're saying. I don't believe the story. I don't, because I didn't, like, in my heart. And he was like, okay, so tell me what you, I mean, I broke him down. And he was like, you know, wow. One, I've never been called out. Two, no one has ever been real enough to say that. Three, and he said, thank you.
Yeah, I think I need a lesson from you on. I've had people on where I'm just like, I don't believe it, you know?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I'll tell you how to do it. Yes. Yeah.
Seriously. Maybe I'll have to come get some life coaching.
Yes. There it is. There we go.
Well, you've been a breath of fresh air to watch. I appreciate you taking your time to chat. Where can everyone find you online?
Oh, I love it. Instagram, everything is at Bershawn Shaw, B-E-R-S-H-A-N-S-H-A-W, because people spell it wrong. It's B-E-R-S-H-A-N-S-H-A-W. On Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, on LinkedIn, everywhere. Bershawn Shaw. And this month, I'm giving away 15 minutes of free coaching on my site, bershawn.com, B-E-R-S-H-A-N.com. And you go to About Us and get your 15 minutes with me coaching. Let's live our best life.
I love it. I love it. Everyone should go sign up. I appreciate it. You need to keep in touch. Come back anytime you want. This has been great. I can't wait to watch more of you this season. And I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. So much fun. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Take care, Bershawn.
Okay. Mwah. Bye. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe, subscribe, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review. Because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones. And the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.